welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today, and I really, really am going to like this. I'm really feeling this show. I really have a lot of positivity in me, more than I do on a regular. And I don't even say that just because of the people who are on, but I just had a good feeling that today was going to just be a great day, and I can't fake it. He's helping me out for the entire duration of this show, and he's an amazing, talented individual. I love him. I don't even know him like that. However, he has this like charm to him that I just want so bad, because he's just like, he has this like energy like none other. And this guy is insanely talented on the saxophone. I love it. He's amazing. Help me welcome Thomas Schoenebeck, guest co-hosting the entire show. What's up, my guy? Thank you for allowing
me. What's up, Adu?
Thank you for letting me to just waste your time, bro. I feel like I'm wasting people's time all the time, because
not wasting my time. Thanks for having me.
You guys always allow me to be in your circles and stuff, and I feel like whenever somebody just takes time to, you know, help me out with something, I just feel so appreciated, and I really appreciate you. And if this was like the last time I talked to you, even though it probably won't, but I'm just saying, I just admire you. I just want to let you know you are really you're a really talented guy, and you have such a light that nobody has. Only Thomas Schoenebeck can actually push out, play, do his thing like none other. I can mimic, imitate, take some stuff from you and use that as inspiration, but I can't do it like you do it, and it's amazing. And man, just, you're amazing. You're just amazing.
Thank you,
man.
Dude.
You're amazing.
I appreciate that.
I was of course, we were jamming together with Aiden Taylor and Claudio Silva. Oh my gosh. And I told you, like, I've been gushing over Aiden Taylor for like ever since he was on here.
That's my brother.
Yeah,
dude, that's my brother.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't even know you guys like that, but you guys have such an energy, but so you have like love. You guys have love that is just like, it's just there. Like y'all up there. Like, I know people have a lot to say, you know, about a lot of things, but yo, I'm telling you, like, you guys are just, like, I don't know. It's something that I can't even comprehend. It's just, like, it's like somebody saying, come here. I'm right here for you. I'm right here for you, brother. It's okay. I see your talent. I'm going to acknowledge you. Go do your thing. And it's amazing, man, everything that you're doing, man. Congratulations on everything that you've been doing. I've been watching you ever since I met you. And it's been an honor, and I'm acting like a kid right now, but I feel like just a 10-year-old being like, oh my gosh, Thomas, this guy is going crazy, bro. Like, oh my gosh, you feel me? I love it, man.
Thanks, bro.
And let me tell you something. I never would have imagined that I would still have connections up there with you guys, and you guys are just cool. Y'all just cool. I keep saying that, but you guys are, yeah, y'all surprised me with y'all inclusion. Y'all surprised me, and I love it. And you guys are just, y'all just dope. Y'all keep doing you. Are you ready? I'm going to keep rambling and on about how great you are, but are you ready to get into some topics? Are you ready to get into some topics for today? Yes. Okay. Let me stop. Oh my gosh, guys. This is just my excitement. I'm not apologizing for this. I'm just so excited. I've been waiting for this day since last week. I'm like, Thomas said, yes, it's happening. It's amazing. Season one. Oh my gosh. We're ending it on a bang, on a great note. It's going to be amazing. Okay. I think it's fair to say, when you don't know something and you want to look up something, you Google it. Well, according to a study conducted by a University of Waterloo in Ontario, the less you look up information on your smartphone, the better. You have better cognitive skills. You know, retaining information is not hard. So, you guys, do you think Googling and getting the easy answer is actually making us dumber? Oh my
God. Well, you want me to answer that?
If you want to talk first, you can.
All right.
Say whatever's on your mind.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like the internet is an amazing resource, you know. Like, so much information at our fingertips. Like, it feels like everything. But I think it's so easy to just get, you know, just get, like, a surface-level answer to your question just by looking stuff up. Like, you know, you can search up a question and just, you know, that answer comes up right at the top. And, like, you can just stop with that. And that's cool. Sometimes that just helps you get what you want to know. But, you know, I think what people used to have to do, like, you know, going to the library or talking to someone who actually knows, you're going to get a deeper answer.
It is a benefit. And I do see that, too, because I'm big on Google. And even, you know... Oh my gosh, I'm thinking about this so much, because every time I don't know a word or I don't know an acronym or you like, it's just like, especially like words, I just Google it. And it's just, it's instant for me, Googling it. And I won't say nothing to nobody. I just Google it. I never go to, of course, like encyclopedias or dictionaries or anything of that nature. It's just Google. It's very quick. It's very instant. Now, it's funny because, like, whenever I Google words, and I know this is not just about words, but this is just about any information. You know, my mom is big on, like, going to another source other than Google. And I'm always big on Google. Like, the first thing I go to is Google. I don't think it makes me feel dumb. I just feel I feel like I get more educated on it now.
Yeah,
I know that's debatable though. I go to Google, but that's not my source, 100% source. Let's just say that, you know, put that in perspective. But I will say, you know, there are benefits. You feel me? I don't feel dumb. It's just the act of like, I'm not relying on it all the time, because once I know it, then I can retain it. It's just like learning somebody's name, you know, like learning all y'all names. You feel me? Like, it's fine. I mean, if I can remember a few names at a time, then that's okay for me, because I can only deal with but so much few. You should have seen me when I first started, when I was meeting this entertainment group, and I was just having lunch. That's all I was having. One of my friends was like, "Oh yeah, you should meet these people," and they were all cool, and all of them were giving me their numbers, and I labeled them as, and this person met this person, and I met them through here and here and here, and I got all their numbers mixed up. So I think retaining the information once you learn it is like the biggest thing for me. Once I see it, it you know, then it's like, okay, I'm cool. But you know, it goes back to this, Googling something just to get the information. Nah, it doesn't make me feel dumb. I don't think, like you said, from what I'm getting from you, it doesn't really make you feel dumb, like, at all. You feel me? And the study.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't make me feel dumb. I feel like that's the smart thing to do. Like, we got access to, like, why would, you know, what are these people saying the alternative is? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Are there any better ways though? Because I can see somebody watching this or listening to this right now, and they're like, okay, I hear him, I see him, but that's not the only way, and it's not even like a generation thing. It's a worldwide thing. Literally, y'all can't deny that y'all use Google. You probably found this show on Google, actually, honestly. Y'all probably typed in because somebody told y'all, and y'all didn't want to look it up on YouTube because you don't like looking at my face, which is fine, or you judge me. So it's okay, because we all judge people. We might not all say it. Not saying we all judge people, because not everybody judges. But I just want to say, a lot of people do use Google. So if you're saying, I can feel somebody saying you are literally only saying that Google is like the only source to our problems. No, it's not, or the only answers. Nah, but it's reliable and it's the biggest and bangest thing on the earth. It's just like, if you're big on TV, you'll watch the same network for your news source. You feel me? Or for whatever, you know. It's like blogs. Like, I love, you know, I'm big on blogs or articles. I'll go to the same article thing. It doesn't make make me dumb, but I just want to get more educated on it because that source has a lot in it that I can retain information from, that I can learn from, that might be useful to me, for me. But I only say that because I'm trying to view it from somebody else's perspective, Thomas, because yeah, it works for us. And it sounds we can go to another topic right now, but I'm just trying to broaden the conversation because there are people who might not think like us that are like, okay, Google is like, I can hear somebody saying this, Google is not the only thing or it's not the best thing. I'm like, okay, it might not be the thing that you use, but depending on what you're using it for determines whether it's going to be like beneficial or not. And that's why I'm not going to be ashamed of saying that I love Google. Okay, Google is cool. No shame to Google. I love
Google. I love Google too. All
right, it's dope. Okay, maybe we should go to commercial break so I can gather my thoughts about Google, because I feel like once somebody watches this, they're going to text me back and say, I don't like Google. I like Yahoo. Well, that's not my problem. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. Welcome back to the Ado Show. My guest for today is a musician, artist, and my friend. His new release titled IDGAF is available now everywhere music is sold, as actually the instrumental version. Help me welcome my new friend, Nick Leisure. Making his debut appearance on the best talk show in the world right now. You're on it. And I'm saying that even before it even happens, man. And I tell you, I love you, man. I've never, ever have been so excited in a heartbeat just for one interview. Just one interview, just for a few minutes. Like, it's just amazing that you're here. It's incredible that you have allowed me to waste your time, and I just love it, bro. You're talented. You do so much. You have this light that nobody else can do. You know, have, and it, because it's you. And like I said before the taping, when we were talking about your new release, I can do everything I can, but I can't do it like you, man. I just love it. I'm just like, bro.
That's why you do what you do.
Hey, dude, I love it. That is good. I like how you said that, dude. What's up? How you doing? I'm trying to keep calm, but great. Nick is on my show, bro. Nick Leisure is on my show. I'm trying to keep calm. Nick Leisure is on my show, you guys. And if you don't know who he is, Google him. What's up, man? How you doing?
You might not find, but you might find an old.
You're gonna find him, whether it's old or new. You're gonna find him. You're gonna find him. Literally, you're everywhere. I know you're everywhere. How are you doing, man? What's up?
I'm feeling great. I'm happy to be here. This is not a waste of time. I've been looking forward to this.
Dude, let me tell you something. So I kind of felt bad because when your releases were coming out, and I, you know, I think it was just this past week, I felt kind of bad because I was like, maybe I should repost to let everybody know on my end that he has new releases out. And then I said, hold on, he's coming on my show, and then I'm about to make it even bigger and better, and probably not as better, you know, not like better in a way that other people can't make it better for him, but like in a way that nobody can do it like I can do it, because I'm a dude and I'm original. I'm the OG. You feel me? And yeah, I feel like you allowing me to, like, bro, like, I don't know. It's the way I see you, the way you be just doing things. I'm just like, yo, I just want, like, whatever Nick has, I just want, like, a piece of that so I can just channel that into my creativity and do what I can do. You feel me? And, like, I just love it, man, how you just so creative and I feel like you just work with anybody. You work with everybody, anything whatsoever. You play I don't know how many instruments, and you have such a gift and such a light, man. And, I don't even know where to start. I'm looking at these questions right now. I'm just like, man, where do I start? I can tell you,
we share similar thoughts about each other.
Really?
Dude. Yeah, we share similar thoughts.
I'm just like, what?
I felt very special when I heard you playing that song. Yeah, dude. You're so good. You don't have to apologize for that. Nah.
Dude. Oh, my gosh, bro. It was so funny. I don't know if I said this, but I told him, this is going to be one of the best shows I've taped since the last one. And I just have never, ever felt just so, like, amazing. I'm like, yo, Nick, I don't know what it is, bro. Just is like, I don't know, something's gonna happen, man. Season one is amazing, bro. I love it, man.
This is the first show I've ever been on, and I'm ready.
Really?
I'm ready for it.
Dude, yeah. And this first is thing not like the last. This. I know this ain't the last, bro. I know people literally are going to be calling you like crazy. Probably don't even see this, and they're like, we gotta get Nick. Like, literally, we gotta get Nick.
Manifesting that this will be the greatest talk show ever as well.
Yo, my ego right now is just no. We gotta talk about you. Because this is too much right now for me. I'm trying to keep it all just not bottled up, but in a way where I won't be, like, jumping off of walls, because I literally just actually had an injury right here. I was jumping like I was this artist named Ty Tribbett, and I love Ty Tribbett. And so when I was jumping up, and he's always energetic with his performances and his concerts, and I jumped up, and I was actually in this room, and I jumped up, and I didn't land on 2 feet. I just fell. So I fell on this side [S2] Ooh. [S1] Of my body. And I'm up here yelling for help, and nobody's here. Nobody's around, and I'm just like, oh gosh. So I'm very, very excited, but I'm not trying to do anything. I'm healing, you know, right now. So if you don't see me moving so much, and you just see me just do this the whole time, I'm just trying to heal, man. I was able to play drums just this past week and, you know, do some other jobs. And I was just like, you know what? That's good enough, you know. And it tells me that my knee/ankle is healing, you know. And I got to say, bro, like I said before, man, you inspire me. And there are only a small collective of artists that are more than inspirational to me when it comes to everything music. And I want to ask you, because I don't even know where to start when it comes to music. Who in the world, if you even have anybody, and I don't like Zoom because now it's forcing me to rush, but I'm not rushing. I'm not going to rush it, because I want to talk more, and I'm going to talk more because this is my show. So who really, like, let me move this cursor. This is getting on my nerves. Okay. So who really inspires you to do the biggest, bangest thing? You know?
Really? You can tell, like, who the real ones are in the celebrity world. I think about, like, that world celebrity, like, we're celebrating someone. I think about people like currently people like Kendrick Lamar. He's someone I look up to because he's just a real person who shares his thoughts, his deep thoughts of wounds with the world. And I realize, like, you can't put out good music, good art, if you're not living the life that you're actually talking about. So I guess the short answer is everybody who does that, everyone who lives the life that they're talking about. I mean, as corny as it sounds, it kind of started like everyone else with the Beatles. Like, I remember being 6 years old, my dad playing them in the car, and I would start singing. And when I like got into YouTube when I was, you know, maybe 11 or 12, started like watching videos of them, I just knew like I want to be that. Like, I could be one of them. I could be that. So I see these people like Kendrick, all these star, all these other people. I'm like, I just believe that I'm like them, you know, not like an ego thing, trying to do it for the wrong reason, but just self-belief, self-love. Like, it's all possible. It all can be made.
I believe that to be true, man. I know it can. You know what? I want to talk some more. I got so much time. We have a whole show, man. I have my favorite guest, co-host, and my favorite guest. And just because of time, I'm going to go to commercial break. And because also this Zoom thing, I just don't like it. And I know my producers are going to handle that. Okay, there's more of the Do Show after this. We'll be right back with Nick Leisure. Welcome back to the Do Show. I'm still here with Nick Leisure, the amazing Nick Leisure. And speaking of leisure, your last name is so funny. The producers wrote, "You go by Leisure as an artist name." They put quotations, and I funny because when we talked about that before we came back, I said the same thing about my name to Riley, and I said, "Yo, I just took a Do, and I've been called a Do my whole life." So I'm just like, okay, what was it for you?
Pretty much the same. Like at school, my friends, I mean, most people call me Nick, but a lot of people call me Leisure, and I like it. You dope. Know,
yo, Leisure.
That's what they tell me. That's what they told me. I thought it sounded cool, so I made it my profile. I might change it to Nick Leisure at one point, but like I don't really care. I think those are small pedantics that can be looked over. I care about the product, like the art, more than anything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just stuck to my last name because it is my actual name, and I never felt like I needed anything more.
Right, and you saying it's your actual name, like this Zoom call, you see, like it says Nick Leisure with like a K, but you say like even Nick with a C, N-I-C, just sounds cool, and I do think it looks dope and sounds cool too, man. Like even went right here, like on this thing, it says just Nick Leisure, and I love it. And you know, going back, since we're talking about, you know, like, just the, you know, the OG Nick Leisure, you feel me? You know, I'm still speaking with the OG, you feel me? How did you get your start, bro? And everything in music, from artists to playing for people to going to school for, you go to school for music, right?
I actually dropped out of music school. Really? Back in fall 2021, yeah.
You don't want, wait, hold on. So let me say
something. That's open on the table. We can dive into that meal.
Well, let me tell you something. Yeah. I wasn't even prepared to say anything about that, but we can talk about it. Well, if you want to, go ahead. Do whatever.
Like the beginning?
Yeah, go ahead. If you want to. Yeah. Share as much as you want.
Okay. I like that. I mean, yeah, I vividly remember being in the car with my dad. He's a drummer. He's a musician as well. He's in a country band now. Shout out to him. But he would play, you know, Beatles, AC/DC, all this classic rock, mostly in the car. And like, I just remember singing. Like, I guess I was always obsessed. And by the time I was eight or nine, I'm like, I want a piano. Like, I just want a piano. Like, I probably didn't shut up about the piano. So I have a lot to give back to my parents. Like, my dream really is to make it doing music and retire my parents. Like, that's the dream, because I owe it to them. I owe it to them for getting me that piano and really just encouraging me. I think a lot of parents kill their kids' dreams and like try to make them do what they want to do. But my parents were more like, okay, you know, we can tell you really like this. And then I noticed I was kind of quick at it, kind of good at it. So I stuck with it and just became obsessed with everything. By the time I was 11, 12, I picked up the guitar. And my friends, my peers, more than anything, like, inspire me. Like, when I see one of them do something, I want to learn from them. Be like, hey, how'd you do that? You know, where'd you learn that from? And after a while, I just stopped being like starstruck by certain things, because I'm like, these are all regular people just working hard and doing what they need to do. So I remember like the first big concert I went to, I was like 14, and I went with my friend Matt, and we saw Styx, the band Styx. And I remember being starstruck there. I was like, oh, they're all like there in front of me. But then like by the end of the night, I'm like, hold up, these are just regular ass dudes. These are regular ass dudes. That I'm a regular ass dude doing my thing. And that all like, yeah, I caught myself, you know, in the past doing things for the wrong reason, like for the ego, for, oh, this looks cool, this will win somebody over me. And that just, you know, you fall down doing that. I fell down doing that. And really it's a constant battle. It's still a battle. Like,
sorry, I forget. I feel like we're just having a regular conversation. But I feel like I'm like, this is a regular conversation, honestly. This isn't even an interview anymore. But I feel like that's my battle right now. It's just like, oh man, the ego thing gets to me.
It all comes back to your intentions, because those are like in your heart, you know? And your heart cannot lie to you. And like, your heart knows if you're enough. Yeah. Excuse me. But like, it'll let you know. It'll tell you like, can I talk about mushrooms on the show? Like the trippy ones?
Yeah. talk about it.
Oh, just briefly, when
if the producers don't like it, we'll just send you the raw cut. But just talk about whatever.
Well, all I want to say about them is like, when I eat them, I feel more like connected to my heart, and like, it'll let me know if I'm doing something wrong or doing something right. So that's all I wanted to say about them. Like, yeah.
I didn't see, what's wrong with mushrooms?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with them. They're healthy.
I thought you were going to say something like out of pocket. I was like, if you say something out of pocket or out, like off script, I'm just like, oh, go ahead.
No, it was all related to that. It was all related to that.
You're all good, man. All right, bro. Where do I go, man? You grew up, you've done this music thing for a while, and started with not even a lesson from what I'm hearing, and you're just Nick Leisure, and you have been.
Oh, I had this, you like, say not a lesson.
Well, from what you just told me.
Oh no, I had. I forgot to mention the teachers in my life. I mean, I start with piano lessons. Yeah, yeah. After a while, I stopped them because I just wanted to do my own thing, kind of learn from YouTube, learn from that. But
I can see
the teachers.
I can see you coming out of like the piano. Like I can like yeah, you take lessons, but I can see you coming out of it more like your own thing, because like when people are taught piano, I can tell when someone teaches you and when you kind of taught yourself, or I can see when more is showing than the other. So I can see like the OG, the original stuff that you've just picked up from just learning by yourself in a room.
To add on to that, like, no, I love my my piano teacher, bless her, she passed away 2019. But I got frustrated, not necessarily with her, but kind of just with the situation, because I'm like, I knew she was a good teacher. I knew she could teach me things. But I felt like I wasn't tapping into my potential because, like, I could learn certain things really fast. I'm like, I want to go here. I wanted to chase my intuition, chase that. And I knew if I was really earnest, really cared about it, I was going to go somewhere with it. Yeah. And I think the bad parts of me did get proud and say, like, I don't need that. And I learned from that. But the good part of me recognized that, like, the piano itself is the teacher. Like, the piano teaches you what to do if you play and care about it and invest enough into it.
I'm really just in awe right now. I'm looking at you. I'm like, I can't say anything at this point anymore. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm looking at, I ain't gonna lie though, I feel like I'm looking at myself, honestly. I'm just like, is this kind of like a smack in the face to me, like a dude, like, you're not crazy. Like, what you do is not crazy. Because I feel like an outcast with everything. I'm just like, bro, I really do. And it's kind of like a revelation for me, like, okay, you're not crazy, and not only are you not crazy, but you are not alone. Even though everybody says you're not alone, we use that so much, but it's so true. Like, true. Oh man,
never alone. I believe when we meet people, like, there's really no stranger. We're meeting ourselves in a different form, in a different flesh. I mean, we're all human. We're literally the same family.
Guys, I shouldn't really host the show anymore. He should just take over, because this really is just a whole another version, 100% another version of me. Oh my gosh. Well, let me just, first of all, again, I said this, I'm saying this so many times, but really congratulations on all your successes. I really appreciate you just, like, having like an impart in my life, just some sort of like an energy booster. I love it. And you recently, bro, congratulations on literally every single thing. You recently joined Captain Ahab and the Seamen. Those are my guys, man. And I tell you, man, you even before you even joined, were you playing with them a little bit before?
Oh, absolutely. I was kind of sneaking my way in, and I was like, guys, I like playing with you. They could totally tell. Like, I was not hiding the fact that I looked up to them. Like, I really respected what they were doing. And now it's not they anymore. It's us. It's we. And I love it. Like,
yeah. Man, I tell you, man. And oh my gosh, I know you gave the phone to Riley during the break, and I was like, oh my gosh, Riley. I told Riley, I'm like, you know, I'm taping a show right now. I might put this in. And like, oh man, I love all them. I love them. I love Captain Ahab. oh my gosh, yeah. What do you like playing with Captain Ahab? You know, what do you like about all of them? Don't say something because you're on camera. Don't say nice things because, no, I'm playing.
you know, I won't.
Look, I know you. I know you love them, though. I love them too. I love all of them. They're really amazing. Even when I was just hanging out with you guys,
like, their music ability is never a worry. I mean, that revolves around everything else. Like, they're the homies. I love them. We're kind of like, we kind of have like a little brotherhood, and that totally helps and fuels the music. You can't make a joyful sound or a good sound if you are not joyful, if you are not tight within yourself and with all the people you're playing. Like, it's always, I mean, like, I personally, when I'm jamming with people, try to maintain a judgment-free zone. Like, any sound, any whistle, bell, crack, this and that, burp, fart, is welcome. Like, it's all part of the sound, and we're here to help each other out. Like, I don't know everything. The other guys don't know everything, but we know some things that the others don't know. And when we pass that around and we drink from the same cup, like, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And that I plan on sticking with them.
Gosh, man, I'm learning a lot from Nick Leisure today. Man, I love this, man. Let's talk about your new release, IDGAF instrumental version. It's weird saying that. I've never had to use, I've used acronyms, but literally it's just IDGAF with no, like, acronym. It's just IDJF, no periods, no commas, no nothing, just IDJF. Let's talk about that, bro. How did this recording come about, man? I love it. We've been jamming. We've been playing that. We've been playing your song for the last 2 to 3 hours, man. And I tell you, I cannot fake it. I told you these producers were like, you're going to love this, man. I said, I already love him. He said, no, you're going to love his music, man. Let's dive in. Let's get deep with it. Let's be specific about it. Man, what is it? Why?
That's a great question. It this very specific recording and post is special because it's a whole song with lyrics that I don't want to get into too much because I'm going to be releasing like an actual like singing version. That's why I labeled it instrumental version, but that's for later. That'll come out in whatever future. But I was sitting at the piano one day trying to record that, like trying to make a legit version. I'm like, nah, I'm kind of like, I'm feeling the keys. I'm feeling the ham, like the vibe of the song, which if I may, like we all know is I don't give a fuck. But which is pretty much the whole vibe I was trying to give in the song, which like I realized back to what we were saying earlier about your words really matter. Like I do care. Like I'm a very deeply caring person. So the I don't give a fuck is more on the end. Like I stop worrying about things that are out of my control. I just can't give a fuck about those things because that's not going to help me. That's going to be self-sabotaging. So that's like the big mood of the song. Just like breathe easy, wake up, have a great day. Like that's what I wanted to project in the song. And yeah, I don't really want to talk about the lyrics yet. That's for another time. Yeah. But I had a great time just like picking these weird sounds that kind of blended together. And I knew rhythmically some things were kind of lazy, kind of like off. But I kept it all. I kept it all because like there were moments that gelled back together. And I'm like, it sounds organic. It sounds like a creature. And I just went for it. I said, it's what the whole song's about. I'm gonna post it. I don't care. Or I do care. I care, but I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
Well, I can see, we can see when it's Nick Leisure and it's from you. And we love when it's you. So whatever you do, we love it. We can see it, man. Oh, man. Nick Leisure, everybody. Oh, I love it, man. I love everything you're doing, man. Oh man, I just want to give you the biggest hug, man. I know we'll see. We'll before the year ends, of course. I'll be up there, bro.
Absolutely,
dude. Oh, I love your energy.
Makes me want to keep doing what I'm doing. All the support, all the love. Like dude. the hatred, I ignore that. I let the love fuel me. You know, some people let hatred fuel them, but I just let that go. I process that and I transform it into positive energy.
I love it, man. And I can feel the love, and I literally just have so much love for you guys and everything that you guys are doing and what you're doing, man. I know I keep saying the same thing, but it just means so much more because it's just, you know, it's like very soothing and very amazing when you find or come across somebody that you didn't even expect to come across and you actually need like a energy booster, like okay, get up, it's time to get up, you know, get up.
Yes.
You know, I love it, bro. Oh, this is gonna be big. You're gonna be big. You're gonna be big, okay? I'm not
we're
saying
all
no
stars.
More
we're all stars, we're all from the stars. Oh. Actually,
you got to guest co-host the show. Okay. IDGAF is available now everywhere. Nick Leisure, everybody. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. That's all the time that we have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of this show, you can, since the show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune in to the Ado Show every day, only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available. Thomas, love, much love.
Much love, bro. Thanks for having me.
You're amazing, man. You're doing a lot. Like I said, you're amazing. I'm rooting for your rise. You're doing amazing things. I aspire to be a version of Thomas that I can only imagine what that would be like. Because you, throughout this whole time, you've just, and I think even, of course, when I even met you, you just have been just very down to earth. Like, I don't know what it is, but I love your personality. You have an amazing personality. You have an amazing light. Keep smiling.
Thanks,
man.
Bro.
I love it.
And bro, I just wanted to say that I feel the same way about you. You're amazing, dude. And I'm just rooting for you too. Like, I see you, you know, getting this show together and, you know, playing drums. Like, yeah.
Today was a great day, man. I talked to Thomas Schinnebeck. Man, I talked to Nick Leisure. It's been an amazing day. Oh my gosh. I just want to say thanks, bro. You guys are amazing. I want to say thanks to Thomas Schinnebeck and Nick Leisure. Stay cool, live life. Until next time.